mexicana de Vancouver. Les habla Alex Lora, gritante del Tri de México. Escuchen Radio Alicia 90.1 FM. Recuerden, el rock and roll es un deporte. Practíquenlo escuchando Radio Alicia 90.1 FM. ¡Y que viva el rock and roll!
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the new smartphone apps for both Android and iOS. And remember that also that you can get all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/Radio Alicia. All right, we just listened to Señor Bikini. They are from Mexico City. And we listened to the song Casino Shanghai, which also features El Mariachi de la Mañana. So we heard the mariachi version of Casino Shanghai. Before that, we listened to some brothers from another mother, the Caballeros from Victoria, B.C. And we listened to the song Mexican Standoff / El Cumbanchero. Great band to see live if you're in the area. And we started the set with Oscar Buradores from Brazil. And we listened to the song Veneno do Escorpião, which is nothing else than Scorpion Venom, as you guessed. And I'm so happy that we have here Necronado in the house. Hola, Necronado. How are you?
Hola!
Let's just get that out of the way.
Who get this party started, man?
We don't do anything without beer.
Yeah, so whoever is not close to the phone, look at me, to the microphone, please do. So we can see you clearly, okay?
It's 5 o'clock and we've cracked open some beers. We're gonna get this Sunday off kicking.
Yes, it's Sunday. It's Sunday fun day.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock.
So yeah, Gonzalo and I forgot your name, man, already.
Zach.
Yeah. Zach or Gonzalo, you have to get closer to the microphone if you want to talk. If you don't want to talk, you're good where you are. Anyway, so yeah, we have Necronado in the house. So I guess you want to introduce yourself? Should I? Gonzalo?
You gave us an introduction even by accident by playing one of our songs, the intro of one of our songs.
Yes, that was a mistake.
But that's what happens, man, when Necronado enters. The radio can't help but want to start playing our music as fast as possible. Yeah, we get royalties. Yeah,
that's good. You get a what's the name? It's a special name in radio for that. I'll remember soon and I will let you know. But yeah, you get money if we play your music on the radio.
Longer than 8 seconds. I don't know if we beat that.
I don't think we have any songs that long, actually.
But yeah, we're Necronado. There's four of us in the room right now.
Yeah, they sound like 20, but they are only four. That's correct.
Yeah. My name's Emmett. I'm the singer of the band. And then we got...
I'm Zach. I play bass.
We can't hear you, Zach. What did I tell you?
Zach, bass.
There you go.
Gonzalo here, guitar.
There you go. Beautiful voices.
Alvaro, I play the drum.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to set that higher up.
Yeah.
Okay, so say that again, Alvaro.
I'm Alvaro. I play the drums.
Huh. Something is not right about that microphone, but anyway, we'll figure it out soon.
Okay, well, it's good because Alvaro is the most quiet of the group, so...
Yeah, go again. Say it properly on the other one.
Okay, I'm Alvaro. I play the drums.
There you go. We need to fix the other mic. It's not working. Sorry about that. I didn't know. We usually don't have any guests, so, you know, today we have like seven.
Mickey Mouse operation here.
Today we have like seven, and suddenly, you know, we realize that some equipment is not working. All right, so you guys, well, we have listened to like three songs from you in the last hour.
So people have been enduring our crossover thrash.
The phones have not stopped ringing, asking like, "What is that beautiful missing? Beautiful noise?" Yes,
that's very nice. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's Mother's Day, so I made sure my mom was listening, and she probably called in.
Of course, yes.
She demanded you stop playing mariachi music.
Yeah,
and play her son's songs about being buried alive.
I have to fill 2 hours of music and chat, so, you know, it's anyway, I have to mix it a little bit. But, yes, we have been playing full and steady Necronado. So, I guess, you know, if anybody wants to ask, I mean, answer, how long have you been together, and... How come the band came together? Just, I guess, brief history.
It's a pretty weird story. We started jamming together, the three of us, without Emmett, 2 years ago as an SOD tribute band, and we couldn't find a singer for a year. And so we eventually just started writing our own songs because we got bored of waiting around for somebody to join, and that's when we met Emmett. And he came in and he had lyrics written on the first day, and it's been going ever since.
So yeah, I've been with the band for a year. So I guess they didn't really have a band, didn't have really a name.
We hadn't gigged or anything.
Yeah, no. So
they were the Chilean Stormtroopers of death.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I guess I don't know if you've already mentioned. Yeah, preface that two of the members are Chilean.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't. Yeah.
So me and Zach are both from Santiago, and
we can tell by the accent.
Yeah,
clearly Santiago English accent.
I'm concentrating really hard on just it's going to slip through every once in a while, but yeah. So Necronauta's not existed for these guys. Been playing together for almost 2 years,
but
the band in its current state, it's only been around for a year. But in that time, like these guys had a bunch of songs already written, so. I think our first gig was in August of last summer.
You were only in the band for a month or two at the time.
And then we were like right into the studio to record some drums for our EP. And that was with Michael Kroschauer, who's based out in New West.
Mm-hmm.
Little Red Studios, I think it's called, the space he works. And that guy works with loads of local metal operations and has produced tons of pretty successful outfits here, and so that was great. And that was also Alvaro's very first experience in a studio too.
Oh, he was a studio virgin.
Yeah.
Wow. Doesn't it feel great?
It is.
I still remember my first studio experience. It was.
Everybody's just staring at you for 10 straight hours.
Exactly. You have to play the same 30 seconds 17 times.
No, again.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try one more. Oh, sorry, forgot to play the record. Once more.
What the fuck?
With the click track, too, you know, it's like punishing you constantly to stay in time. So,
like Whiplash movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's an A.K. Simmons basically reduced into a single click. Yeah.
That was a good movie, actually. Whiplash. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, keep going. And then. So yeah.
Oh yeah. So
the drums were recorded.
We just wanted to get the drums recorded in a decent space because then we did everything else from our homes separately. And then we sent it down to get mixed in Chile, and Gonzalo knows Sebastian Puente.
Yeah,
Sebastian Puente is. Sound engineer and also is a guitar player of an important band in Chile called Nuclear. So I got in contact with him and he was very happy to work with us.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think I've heard the name. I don't know if I play them on my... Because I have, I don't have one show, I have three shows. So I don't know if I played them on my Metal Meltdown show, but...
similar, I would say, like, kind of the similar style. They play, like, thrash metal. And this
cool.
is what we try to play.
So yeah, that was kind of fun bringing in an international element, and also trying to incorporate that much more of the South American aspects to the band too. Just because, it's crazy how big thrash is and metal in general is in South America, and specifically Chile and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I know. Like, Brazil, I guess since the Sepultura days, but Brazil, Chile, Mexico, I mean, maybe some other countries
are
missing.
All incredible amounts of independent bands are coming out now.
Correct.
Yeah. And, there was, I can't think of them off the top of my head. But, there's some new albums that just came out from Chile just like this past month or so that were, like, real rippers. It was great. Yeah, and then we released the EP in December.
Yes.
So, you record in August, and then half a year goes by before you get something finished and out to the world. And that's basically where we're at. We've done a few gigs since, and we've got a few coming up.
That's right. That's why we are here. One of the reasons.
May 15th.
Not just for hanging out and drinking.
Striker.
Stryker hits Vancouver. Edmonton legends. Ready to scream your ears off.
That's next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday, May 15th.
This Wednesday. That's right, at the Wise Hall.
Wise Hall. And, Stryker from Edmonton, who's, like, been a...
Those guys rule.
They've been around since, like, the mid-2000s, too. So they've been and pure shredding heavy metal. The it's guy's like got
old
incredible...
Old school tech thrash.
Yeah. No, it's not too thrashy. It's, like, pretty much, like, straight-ahead metal, but, like, with dueling guitars, and the guy can, like, really belt it out and sing. So yes. I think you interviewed Stryker not too long ago.
Yeah, I think it was November.
Okay.
So it's, yeah.
And they're on. I think they released a new album, so they're on a big junket. And
they're touring North America right now, aren't they?
Yeah. And so we're opening the show, and then it's Tough Dust, who's another kind of straight-ahead metal group, again, with two guitar players who are super good, super fun. They got some wild outfits. we did a show with them at the Lido back in September.
Oh, the Lido, really?
Yeah.
But you can feel like 30 people there.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
25? So it was a sold-out show. Got it. Yeah,
it was a sold-out.
Yeah, woo!
That was the one show where all our friends showed up, filled out the place,
and that was
and
it. It was sold
their
out.
Obligations to come watch us ever again are now.
Those are mostly your friends and our girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's what metal gets you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know they did like gigs at the Lido. So that's pretty cool.
Almost every other night or something.
It's in the only stage, there's a Lido, like the back when you get into the left.
Yeah.
Right. There.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you can only fit, like 50 people. But anyway, it's all good. You love small venues anyway, right?
Well,
other than the football stadiums we usually play.
The logistics, just like you, with the loss of intimacy, you know.
You feel so close to the audience, like literally you're playing among them, so that's awesome. Yeah.
So, and we'll be producing another one of those little shows at the end of May out in Maple Ridge at the Wolf Bar.
That's right, the 31st.
Yeah. And we've got. That's going to be four bands, and that's going to be pretty fun because we've got a mixture of, like, punk and some hardcore and some other crossover thrash band. And I think...
Glue Unit's
kind of headlining, and they're kind of punk royalty around town, I think. Yeah, yeah. And another thrash band called Nope. And Grolix, who I think are a lot of those guys are from that area, Maple Ridge. I think some of them are in a band called The Judges. Too, where they dressed up in courtroom wigs and outfits, and then played punk shows. But
interesting,
this Grolix stuff is it's gonna be fierce. They're opening the show, and then we're up third after Nobody, and then Glue Unit's going to end the night. And I don't know. Have you guys ever been to the Wolf Bar? I've not.
I played there a bunch of times.
Okay.
It's the only place to go in Maple Ridge, so it should be pretty good.
So, yeah.
And if nobody's there, it's a block away from the striptease establishment, so we can always just go over there if nobody's around.
To warm up, you know?
Yeah.
So, the locals have no choice but to come see us. That's the only option.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that sounds pretty good.
Unless hockey's still happening.
Yes. Well, they can still pollute, you know. You can put the game on, and then you can put the soundtrack for the game.
Oh, did you want one?
Oh, good.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to go and play some music, and then, we'll be back and we'll chat more with Necronado. How about that?
That sounds like a plan. Is this going to be our music, or is this going to be like Peruvian charango?
This is we're gonna start with you.
Okay, good.
We're gonna start with you just because again, perfect timing. Perfect timing. Okay, so let's do that. Remember, you're here at Radio Alicia.
Exposed to the rats and the worms.
makes me only thought. All that's left is left to rot.